the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, relocated once again for this weekend's monster broadcast to my hometown studios, AM 860, The Answer. Thank you to the entire crew. Friday's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense broadcast came to you from these very studios. Also, the home studios of AM 930, The Answer, WLSS, Sarasota. We're talking to you. And, you know, to a lesser extent, AM 660, The Answer, in Orlando, Florida. They had a presence at the Gun Rights Policy Conference here in Tampa, Florida, this year for the 31st annual GRPC, held right here in my hometown of Tampa, Florida. So we're going to get started. We've got so much to talk with you about. Don't even know where to begin, so we're just going to go ahead and get fired up. The Gun Rights Policy Conference, the lineup tonight is absolutely enormous. Sitting over here, we'll get to him shortly, Alexander Rubian from the Second Amendment. Second Amendment Society, New Jersey. Alan Gottlieb is face-to-face with me today in the studio. Say hello, Alan.
Hi, Mark.
It's wonderful to have you here instead of having you on the phone. And, of course, Charles Heller will be here again from KVOI, Liberty Watch Radio, and many, many other things that Charles does. Okay, Alan, let's get started and get this party moving. The Gun Rights Policy Conference, 31st annual. What'd you think?
I think it was one of our better ones. The audience was great. The gun rights. You know, what I really love about these things is every year our attendees are smarter, know more, have more information, are more in tune with what's going on. And it's been great over the year, 31 years, to watch how gun owners have gotten more educated, more engaged, and more involved.
As not only a participant, but also an attendee, I absolutely agree with that wholeheartedly. I learned something at these conferences that I didn't know yesterday.
Hey, I do too, and I do this full-time every day in and day out, and I learn stuff.
Coming from the man who organizes the conference, well, your personal, how do you think it turned out from an attendance standpoint? Was it exciting? Was it lower than you thought it would be? What are your thoughts?
It was about exactly what I thought it would be. We know ahead of time what our attendance is going to be. Historically here in the more modern years when conferences have grown large, it's about mid-range for our large sizes conferences.
Well, I'm glad you had it here because I love coming home. So thank you for that. Can you give us a hint of where next year's, the 32nd annual conference, will be?
We're trying to set it up to be in Dallas, Texas, at a hotel by the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, DFW. We have a contract from the hotel. We just have to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and make some adjustments. Hopefully the hotel agrees and we're set.
Well, that, you know, combine that with the USCCA Expo, of course, is going to be in Fort Worth. So that works really well, back on the heels of each other, right?
I forget what month the Expo's in.
And usually the end of April, then we'd go to the NRA, and then, of course, the GRPC.
It's the end of September, last week of September. So we'll be at the Expo as well, obviously, for USCCA exhibiting there, and hopefully we'll be able to sign up a lot of attendees at the USCCA show, Expo, in Fort Worth to attend the Dallas-Fort Worth GRPC in September.
And Salem Network is in Dallas. Oh. Sean is in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Right across the street. So this is something that would work really well, and it'd really give me an opportunity to get down to the Salem Network and broadcast from the real home.
Wow. And right? Sean can even be there. I could see Sean face-to-face for the first time doing broadcasting.
That would be an awful lot of fun. We'll have to make that happen. All right, before we go into the conference, I've got a list of some of the speakers, in particular Alan Gura, the just brilliant young attorney, who of course argued Heller, McDonald, and many, many, many others. I want to start with this, Washington, your home state. This news broke while we were at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Of course, and I don't want to say tragedy, because it's not a tragedy, it's a murder in the mall. What happened? What do we know? You were there. I know you were watching the story unfold late. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's actually about 55 miles from my front door is where this took place. And we now know it was a young immigrant from Turkey that, by the way, because of past problems with the law and domestic violence problems, he had beating up his stepfather and being informed by a judge he was not allowed to be near or handle a firearm. He went and he ended up stealing three guns, and that's one of the guns he used, was one of the guns he stole. So again, what I love here is that they talk about background checks stopping, you know, and background checks have been a big issue in Washington State, how background checks needed to stop these kinds of things. Well, guess what? It didn't work. Background checks don't work, and it's perfect proof of it.
Was the mall a gun-free zone?
Yes, the mall was a gun-free zone. Most malls in Washington State are owned by large corporate mall companies that own malls all over America, and it was a gun-free zone again. And again, that's the way these things always happen. Let's call it what it really is, a victim disarmament zone.
In every single case, let me go to AWR Hawkins. He will be here in the second hour of the program, but as he always does, and he did in go ahead.
He did a phenomenal job.
It's amazing.
When he spoke at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this weekend, going through case by case of every prominent shooting over the last 3 years that the anti-gunners used to push their anti-gun rights agenda, every single one of them was done by somebody who passed a background check and got the gun or stole the gun from somebody else who did pass the background check and went through proof positive how this whole thing just makes no sense at all with everything Bloomberg is pushing and the anti-gunners are moving around the country with all their ballot initiatives. Proves, in fact, that all the high-profile cases that they use for PR purposes to try to move their agenda are all false, a false narrative.
All right, that begs this question, and he did. He did an amazing job. He always does. We're going to go talk with him a little bit about that in the second hour, but I have to ask this because in many cases, I want to point this out, it wasn't just a background check that those people passed. In many cases, it was an expanded background check, which they're pushing for in Washington, which they have in California, where they have in Washington, which they have in California, which Hillary Clinton and the rest of the un-American gun grabbers are pushing for all of us. Does it matter if it's expanded? Apparently not. And what does that mean? What's the difference between a background check and an expanded background check? And why didn't it stop him? Why did it fail?
Well, I guess we have a restraining order against you no firearms, but we're not allowed to be near a firearm from a judge. And you go steal guns. I guess you don't run into the police station and say, hey, can you background check me so I can have my stolen guns? I mean, this makes no sense.
Criminals don't follow the law. Yet again, it's proof positive. And AWR Hawkins did an amazing job, highlighting that point as he went down the bullet list and got a little bit more vociferous each time he did it. He built the crowd up a little bit more each time he did it.
He really did a great job getting the crowd into it.
The absurdity of it became clearer with every single name. And yet again, we combine the background checks, the failure of the background checks, along with the failure of the gun-free zone, and we have, again, what happened in Washington. What we have to understand, and what I say fairly regularly on this program, is that criminals don't follow the law. A background check is going to stop nothing. We don't need any more gun control. We need crime control. And we heard the great sheriff. Let's talk about the sheriff. We've got just a couple minutes. Sheriff Ivey from Brevard County was here, so it's kind of a great segue. Didn't he say crime control, too?
Yeah, and he did a phenomenal job. He lit the crowd up just tremendously. And he talked about how he urges people in his county to own firearms because they're the first line of defense. No matter how fast the police can get there, when you call 911, they're not there, you are. And until they can get there, by the time they get there, you're going to be a victim. And he was just absolutely great. He just laid it out so perfectly so that everybody would, even Hillary Clinton should be able to understand that their policies don't work.
Well, she does. She does understand that. That's what makes this about something bigger, is the fact that she does get it. That's why we know why she's pushing what she's pushing, and that's why we talk about it, because it's phony. It's a false narrative. It's a straw man. Let's set it up and then knock it down and come back for more when we don't see the results we've tried to con everybody that they were going to get out of what it is we've put into place. And expanded background checks are a prime example, as we've just seen. Wasn't that supposed to stop this in Washington and 594 and everything else? Wasn't these initiatives supposed to stop that?
Yeah, and of course, again, under 594, how many people have been prosecuted under the law? At this point, one person has been charged, and the judge threw the charges out on the grounds the law was too vague to prosecute the person. So no one gets arrested, no one gets prosecuted, no one goes to jail. These are feel-good measures that do absolutely nothing. They don't make us safe at all.
One person.
One, and the judge threw it out. And it's now been well over a year that it's been in effect.
I'm staring at you speechless.
I know, and guess what? What really bothers me is there's not one newspaper, TV, or radio station in the state of Washington that has done a story on the fact this law isn't even used.
We did.
Yeah, okay.
And Washington is listening right now.
Right. I mean, this is so crazy that you would think the voters at this point would say, what did I vote for? And it's because it can't work. The way it's written, it doesn't work. All it does is discourage legitimate ownership and use of firearms. And if you really want to obey the law, I can't lend my friend a gun to go to the gun range. I can't, you know, lend my gun to somebody, a friend, when we go out if shooting or hunting. I can't lend my secretary a gun overnight to protect herself from ex-boyfriend she might have that she has a restraining order against.
The absurdity of the un-American gun-grabbing, anti-gun, un-American left. Armed American Radio continues from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in the Talk Studios of AM 860 Talk Studios here in Tampa, Florida. We'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Did you make it to Tampa this week? I hope you did. Hundreds of you did. It was a real pleasure and an honor to meet as many of you as I love coming out and shaking everybody's paw. It's a lot of fun. I had a lot of people walk up, say hello, say thanks for the radio program, and I extend my thanks to you for tuning in. It's great to know that there are so many of you out there, and it's especially sweet and humbling when I'm here in my hometown. We're bringing the program to you today. The Crossbreed Holster Studios have relocated to probably my favorite, not probably, I think my favorite radio station, one of Armed American Radio's greatest affiliates, a longtime affiliate, and no doubt my favorite affiliate, and that is the Tampa studios of AM 860, The Answer, AM 860, The Answer, WGUL, and of course, AM 930, The Answer, Sarasota, Florida, WLSS. We are bringing this program to you from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. And those of you who live in parts unknown, why, you know who you are. I don't have to point it out. Flyover country, that's who you are. Clinton hates you, you deplorable. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the Talk 860 studios here in Tampa. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. It's great to have you here, Mr. Deplorable, sir.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of those deplorables, too. I own a gun.
And you believe in freedom, and you believe in rights, and you don't want Hillary Clinton to take care of us. You think you can do that yourself. You're deplorable.
I'm deplorable.
You know, the polls are shifting. Let me get your thought on that real quick. We brought up the deplorable thing. What's your take on the election so far? Any idea?
I don't know. Right now, I could roll the dice. We just have to hope that gun owners turn out in November, like I've said at the GRPC. Three words. You have to remember, ready, aim, vote.
Yeah, that is the key. I'm not meaning to put you on the spot, but I want to ask you this. With the turnout that you saw, the excitement that you saw in the room, did it give you any... Did it change your mind or did it change your feelings about November 8th?
Well, Mark, yes and no. In the room, the answer is yes. But let me tell you what the no part is. We've been trying to identify gun owners state by state and see how many are registered and get them registered. And let me give you a couple of examples here. We just identified 800,000 gun owners in California. 325,000 of them are not registered to vote. We just identified 325,000 gun owners in Nevada, where there's a heavy ballot measure on gun rights as well. 125,000 not registered to vote. So we're out there trying to get gun owners registered to vote. If gun owners were registered and showed up to the polls to vote, this election is going to be great for us. We got to turn our people out and make sure that they are registered so they can turn out.
All right, that's we have to make a plea here.
So my plea is this: everybody you know out there, everybody's listening, make sure that all your friends and family and every gun owner that you know is registered to vote. Ask them, are you registered to vote? And if not, get them registered. It's very easy. Most states you can register online, just going to the Secretary of State's office or the County Department of Elections online. You've got to register, and it's still early enough to register so that you can vote in November. It's that important.
What do you think accounts for that? Those are disturbing numbers. I don't like to hear that. In California, where we've got – it's literally a petri dish of gun control explosion. Throw it against the wall, see what sticks, and then try to move those measures east. We know that's what happens in California. Gun owners in California, they're engaged. I mean, at least I thought they were. I didn't know it was that bad. Why is that?
Well, let me say, first of all, you know, that's gun owners. If you looked at other constituency groups, it may not be any better or worse either. But I'm just looking at the gun owners because it's that important for us to be there, registered, and vote. So I can't say that gun owners are any worse than any other category group. But we have to make sure that we're better than every other category group. Our rights are at stake.
Okay, and California listeners, you're listening throughout the state. You're listening in Sacramento. You're listening in a number of other areas in the state. Please do as Alan said. Please. I'm begging you. Take somebody. If you have to take somebody to register the vote, then do that. Reno, Nevada, KKFT, 99.1 FM listeners and a number of others throughout the state. Gosh, Alan, at this stage of the game, if Nevada gun owners don't get it with Bloomberg's money pouring in. Don Turner's got his back against the wall out in Nevada. He's been fighting a battle out there like nobody's business. And if Reno voters or Reno listeners, Reno voters, you got to take them out. You got to get them out to vote. Your thoughts on that? Why so bad in that state when Bloomberg has made it his number one target? He's all over. It's the issue that we all know about in the gun rights community.
Well, Mark, it could be for lots of reasons that aren't nefarious. It could be that lots of people move from California, get away from California, and move to Nevada. And they move there, and we identify them as a gun owner, but they haven't registered yet. It could be lots of legitimate reasons, but we have to make sure that they register and they turn out in November and vote.
The Democrats and Bloomberg are seeing to it that dead men are being registered in Nevada right now. We all know it.
Yeah, and they get to vote twice, I guess.
Is that how it works? Okay, Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM. Please register to vote if you haven't. If you're listening to this program, we need your help, you deplorable you. All right, Alan Gottlieb, let's go to the legal issues here at the GRPC. Always fascinating to hear brilliant attorney Alan Gura. He's a hero of mine, has been for a long time. I guess just let me put it this way. Trepidation. He's nervous. He's concerned about the next 4 years. Filing cases, the makeup of the court, very dynamic what's in play here right now. Can you kind of elaborate on what Alan Gura is worried about? Of course, Alan Gura won the Heller case, the McDonald case, and many, many others, and he works with you at the Second Amendment Foundation. What are his concerns?
Yeah, well, our attorney, you know, Alan Gura, is basically, he and other attorneys that work with us now set up 80% of the pro-positive gun rights litigation, you know, that's been out there that has set precedents for the future. The problem is that he's worried about, just like all of us are, with a 4-4 split on the U.S. Supreme Court. And you know, if the wrong person gets elected president, you know, Hillary Clinton, you're looking at a Supreme Court that's going to oppose us completely. You're looking at appeals courts and lower courts that, you know, courthouse door will be slammed in our face and knock out our whole legal agenda. And not only that, but overturn some of these key decisions that he's won. Like one that he was talking about that was very, very important. The day we won the McDonald decision and knocked out a lot of gun law in Chicago and knocked out, you know, gun laws all over the country because of it, we filed a case in North Carolina known as Bateman versus Perdue. And that was challenging emergency power statute in North Carolina that would allow them to make it illegal for you to take your gun out of your home in an emergency, a declared emergency, or buy guns or buy ammunition. And, of course, right now in North Carolina, we just had an emergency declared in Charlotte because of all the rioting and looting that was going on there when you really need a gun to protect yourself. If it weren't for the fact that Alan Gore and the Second Amendment Foundation won Bateman versus Perdue in North Carolina, gun owners in North Carolina would be disenfranchised right now under the Emergency Powers Act that was put in place.
America witnessed that. There's no better example that I can conjure up in my crazy brain than that right there. That's real life. That's what happened. It's not a crazy idea that the crazy gun nuts come up with that never happens. We're in Florida. There's states of emergency declared in Florida fairly regularly. And, you know, they get bad storms. The weather can do it. Hurricanes, whatever the case may be. We just saw what happened in Charlotte. There's no better example then why that's so important.
Exactly, and that's why these elections have consequences, who these judges are and who wins the cases, and why Alan's Gore's work and the Second Amendment Foundation's work in the courts is so important.
You know, Alan mentioned during his talk regarding this particular case, he said, we didn't file that law in anticipation of what was going to happen in Charlotte.
Right.
We filed it in anticipation that something like this can happen anywhere, and we just saw it unfold. Imagine if you were on the streets of Charlotte. It's still unfolding today. There's still disruption in Charlotte today. And you were disarmed by the state. The Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gura saw to it in North Carolina that doesn't happen. Join us, saf.org, saf.org. That's how important it is. I'm Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom. And we will be back from the AM 860, The Answer Studios, Crossbreed Holster Studios of MOVE. We'll be back in just a minute. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to East Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom here in the AM 860 The Answer Studios down in Tampa, Florida. Also, AM 930 The Answer, Sarasota, Florida. It's great to be here with you on the heels of the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Thanks for joining me today. Boy, Alan Gottlieb, you know, Alan's a regular guest. He's been a regular contributor on this program for a very long time. And to have the opportunity to sit and talk with Alan rather than have him call in on a regular basis is wonderful, because it's easy to talk to him. I hope you took something away from that. Alan's a very busy man. He's got a flight back to Washington tomorrow. And like everybody here, he's tired. It's been an exhausting few days. It's been a wonderful few days. So many, many thanks to Mr. Gottlieb and his organization and the fine people who put the Gun Rights Policy Conference on for you. It doesn't matter whether you attend the policy conference. What you need to understand about the GRPC is the tone is set for the remainder of the year. This is an election year. I don't have to tell you, it's what we talk about every week together. I don't have to tell you how important this is. America will change November 9th regardless of the outcome of the election. Our gun rights will be impacted regardless of the election. The Gun Rights Policy Conference is quite literally the meeting of the minds of the gun lobby. The greatest leaders in the gun lobby arrive together to meet, to talk amongst themselves, and to let you come in and hear it. Policy gets set, the policy conference. We begin to know what direction we're going to go in the future. And one of those individuals who is there is a great friend of mine, Larry Pratt. Always have fun with Larry when he is on the air. Today, for the first time, I'm very proud to bring to you Eric Pratt, the director of the Gun Owners of America, who just got home from the policy conference. Eric, a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Thanks for joining me. I know it's been a long weekend, and you just flew home today, didn't you?
I sure did. It's good to be back home, but it's also good to be on with you, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going to freak you out a little bit on national radio, but you sound just like your dad.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that before. Well, our
Not
producer,
true. Yeah.
Our producer down in Dallas just jumped in my head and he said, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Eric, thank you.
I heard that all weekend, too.
I bet you did. Well, it was great to be able to meet with you this weekend, as brief as it was. Let's start with this. What did you take away? What was the biggest thing you took away that gun owners across America, and in particular Gun Owners of America members, who we're going to plead for more of during the half hour that we have you, what's the biggest thing you took away from the 31st Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference held in Tampa, Florida this weekend?
I really liked hearing the firsthand reports from activists around the country, just some of the victories that even some of our fellow gun owners who are truly behind enemy lines fighting the fight in very difficult states, you know, like California, Washington, Massachusetts, and others, and just, you know, hearing, you know, even though we're taking it on the chin in many ways, and yet they're still making inroads. I think hearing some of the victories, you know, Larry spoke about the constitutional carry, and that's been a huge expansion of, well, really reclaiming lost ground, you know, with constitutional carry. The beauty of it is that good people will not go to jail for simply having a gun for self-defense, because we've seen that happen with teachers who have wanted to protect children, nurses who've had guns where they shouldn't. And the beauty of constitutional carry, it is the constitutional protection, which is the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed, so people can carry without a permit. And, you know, we're up to 12 states now, as you know, and we added four new states this year, Missouri being the most recent one, where we overrode the governor's veto. And certainly the folks on the ground there in Missouri were doing a great job. We were also supplying, you might say, a lot of air support coming in and rallying our guys to just to make their voices heard to their legislators to vote to override that veto. And what's particularly gratifying about it, Mark, is that, you know, as you know, Bloomberg is coming in with his millions. I mean, he has dedicated millions, up to $50 million to plug for gun control. And so he's bankrolling anti-gun candidates. He's training journalists, of course, with his spin on the Second Amendment. He's, you know, also starting up groups in different states that are just, you know, spewing this, you know, where, you know, the sky is falling if more people have guns. And yet, despite that, we were still able to overcome all that and win a big win in Missouri, in addition to the other three states, West Virginia, Idaho, and Mississippi this year. And so, you know, in many ways, even though, you know, we're fighting a lot of very difficult fights, there's advancing freedom, which is very encouraging.
I got it. Let me take two things away I want you to expand on. Number one, the $50 million. Have you heard the rumors that I've heard that he's pledged an additional 50 up to 100? Is there any truth to that? Do you know?
That's the first I've heard of it. It wouldn't surprise me, because the first $50 million, while he's had some minimal victories, most of it has been defeat after defeat.
Right.
So, you know, he's probably just trying to having to double down. So it wouldn't surprise me, but no, I haven't heard it.
Okay. Yeah, well, as I said, I didn't mean to put that out as a fact. I had heard that. I don't remember where I heard that, if I can substantiate that, and I'll let you know. But it wouldn't surprise me, let me put it that way, if in fact that is true, because I did hear the number 100 million at some point. I'll try to find out where that came from. The second thing is, let's go back to the grassroots organizations for a moment, because each year at the GRPC, I take the same thing away. I think that's the most important thing. Besides the conversations with the great legal minds, the greatest legal minds in the nation, like Gura and the rest of them, the grassroots organizations, as you said, are huge. Let's take that state legislative affairs briefing, number one, that group. Now, I want you to take a listen to this. Stephen Allstott, well, he wasn't there, but Paloma Capanna stood in his place. for SCOPE, the Shooters Committee on Political Education in New York State. Then Dave Kopp, of course, president of Arizona Citizens Defense League. Then we had Craig DeLuce, director of public affairs at Cal Guns Foundation in California. Richard Pearson, executive vice president, Illinois State Rifle Association. Alexander Rubian, who is here in the studio. We'll hear from him in a little bit. President, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. And Jim Wallace, excuse me, executive director, Gun Owners Action League in Massachusetts. With the exception of Arizona, Eric, every one of those states are fighting politically for their gun rights lives. And there is positive news coming from those states. As small as it is, it's out there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the other aspect, too, that was a takeaway from that is the warning, why it's so important not to compromise on principle. Because in these states, you see where, if we do give any ground, we see where the anti-gunners are going to push it. And I love what Jim Wallace up in Massachusetts was talking about. Yeah, and he was, of course, he got into how the attorney general there is just banning a whole new class of guns, taking guns that were legal, calling them assault weapons, and then bringing them under the existing ban. And while that's bad, he also underscored very poignantly the problems with background checks, where you're forced to prove your innocence to the government to exercise a constitutionally protected right. You know, as you know, Martin, background checks from their inception as unconstitutional. You know, the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. And anytime you have to prove your innocence to the government in order to exercise a right, that's an infringement. Well, he did a great job, though, showing the practical problems, because if they can make you a prohibited purchaser, then you lose your right to purchase a gun. And that's what they're seeing in Massachusetts. He gave the example of a guy who went to renew his license, but they said, well, you have one of the, they looked at his records, said, you have one of these banned guns, and so I'm going to have to report you to the attorney general's office. So that makes you a prohibited person, so no license.
Yeah, and Eric, real quick, we're getting ready to go to a break. I want to continue that when we come back. One thing I want to point out that you just said, and I think it's even more frightening then what you're specifically talking about now, was the statement you made that the attorney general is banning guns. The attorney general is banning guns. So who's going to ban guns next? The attorney general in Massachusetts can ban a class of weapons all by herself? How does that work in America? Eric Pratt, director of the Gun Owners of America, when we come back here from the AM 860 and AM 930, the Answer Studios in Tampa and Sarasota, Florida. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Don't you just love that when your Democrat friend gun owner says he supports gun rights, then walks into the booth and pulls a lever for Hillary Clinton or pulled the lever twice for Barack Obama? How do you square that away? How do you sleep and how do you square that away? I don't understand that. But if you're pulling the lever for them, you're no friend of mine. And I stand by that statement. I'm talking with Eric Pratt. I said Eric is the director of Gun Owners of America. He's the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt is the executive director emeritus of the Gun Owners of America, which means, man, he is the baddest figurehead dude in the world, and I love him. And Eric, welcome back to the show for the first time of what I hope will be many appearances on this program, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, good to be back.
All right, two things. The attorney general, I closed out with that attorney general. That frightens me that an attorney general can take something away from me because she doesn't like it. How does that work in America?
How that works is she's doing what the party of gun control does, the Democrat Party. They use their phone and their pens to, when the legislature doesn't give them what they want, they circumvent it and they rewrite. I mean, we saw this happening in Virginia with saying, oh, these states don't comply with reciprocity, so we no longer have reciprocity with 25 states. It's exactly what the president has done time and time again. And so, she's a quick understudy, the attorney general of Massachusetts, and, you know, applying the same strategy. And, the example that Jim Wallace gave was really good because, people often say, well, you know, are they really going to go door to door and just grab guns? And maybe they might. They did that in New York City, actually, because they had registration lists then they banned the guns that were registered, and so the police knew which homes to go to when the ban wasn't being complied with. But as Jim pointed out, it's not even that they have to do that. What happens is on a piecemeal basis, when you get turned into a prohibited person because you're now owning a gun that you don't want to get rid of, or like Shanine Allen, you're a nurse with a concealed carry permit in Pennsylvania, but you cross the line into New Jersey thinking you'll be okay there, but you're not. And now you can become a prohibited person. It's these types of things where you haven't committed a crime in terms of harming somebody else, and yet you're going to lose your rights. And we see this, Mark, we see this at the federal level. Military veterans suffering from PTSD and the like who've had guardians appointed for them, and so they're put into the NICS system. More than 250,000 of them that can't buy guns. Or senior citizens, same type of standard now under Obama's being applied to them, that dealing with memory issues, have guardians appointed for them. Now they're going to start receiving notices that they can no longer own or purchase firearms. And, and we've seen this for years. I mean, people with unpaid traffic tickets where a warrant's issued for their arrest, they can be put into the NICS system as well. Or people that are surprised to know that their bar fight from 50 years ago is still on their record and they can't buy a gun. All these things, you can lose your Second Amendment rights. And to make matters worse, number one, the federal government is no longer funding the restoration of rights. So it's very tough now to get your rights back. But number two, if you're falsely denied under the NICS system, you can't even make an effective appeal now because Obama has transferred the FBI appeals agents to other duties. So that office is shut down. See, this is what happens when we're put in a position where, we have to prove our innocence, go through how can a background check hurt you? This is how a background check can hurt you. Whenever, we don't do this for any rights like getting married or, preaching a sermon or writing an editorial. You don't have to prove that you're a good guy in order to exercise your rights. But for some reason, we've allowed that with the Second Amendment, and now this is how it's being abused.
Okay, you just nailed it. You just hit it. We've allowed it. We've allowed it. That's why we say we're fighting to restore our gun rights. And we are. We think of Arizona, Eric, as just a bastion, a haven. It's a free state, and it is. I love Arizona. It's one of my favorite states, if not my – it is my favorite state in the country. I have to admit that. And even though I'm home in Tampa, I love Arizona. They say there's no beaches in Arizona. It is a beach. It's all beach. There's just no water there. But the greatest gun laws in the country to date, and you know what? There's an Arizona Citizens Defense League fighting to continue to restore gun rights in Arizona because we've allowed our rights to be chipped away. Republicans have controlled Arizona for years, yet someone put in place policies and legislation that Arizona's and AZCDL are still fighting to restore. We've got a long way to go, even though we've taken some great steps. Let me push over to this direction. I read everything that comes out by GOA. This concerns me, and I don't know enough about it. We've got about 3 to 4 minutes, so I want you to take it away. If Obama gets his way, efforts to snuff out pro-gun internet speech could be expected. ICANN, the internet, UN, September 30th, pro-gun speech. Tie it together for us.
Yeah, this is a big problem, Mark. in so many ways, we're having to fight so many battles. And now with First Amendment speech, the problem is just really getting it's horrendous. And so we're fighting this. By the way, Mark, let me just say I encourage people to be getting our alerts at gunowners.org where they can get these updates because it's really important in putting the pressure on our politicians right now. Come the end of the month, there's the possibility, that very good possibility, and this is something that Senator Cruz is fighting to prevent the basically allowing the ownership. It's not even the ownership, but the protection of the internet to go to an international organization. And if that happens, no longer will First Amendment speech be protected on the internet. And you may find that pro-gun speech can be basically edited or blocked or in many ways infringed. And so this is the battle now that we're fighting, keeping this from being taken over by a UN-type agency.
Okay, I've got to stop you there, Eric, only in the essence of time. We're going to start hearing that music, and I hate to do it. I'm really looking forward to having you back as soon as possible. What I want to do is close that out in a nutshell with this. Imagine a website like Gun Owners of America and your website, gunowners.org, if the UN gets a hold of it. We don't like that name. And by the way, when I said ICANN, I'm talking about the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, the acronym. It's ICANN. Eric Pratt, you're fighting the fight every single day. Thank you, my friend, for what you do. Gunowners.org to join, and we can get the email alerts from the site too there, right? Correct? Gunowners.org?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Is there any other site you want to direct us to before we let you go here for the top of the hour?
Certainly the website, gunowners.org. On the right-hand side, there's a big blue button, sign up for email alerts. That's the best way to keep putting the pressure on the politicians, but also like us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Eric Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America. It was wonderful seeing you here today, or this weekend in Tampa, Florida, for the 31st Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, representing, along with your father, who was also there, Larry Pratt, at the Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Eric, thank you much. We're looking forward to having you back on the program. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here from the AM 860, The Answer, and AM 930, The Answer Studios in Tampa, Florida, and Sarasota, respectively. Back home in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. When we come back, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, and others will pick up steam and feed your head with the truth, something the un-American gun grabbers hate. We'll be back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.